on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you could participate in the Deborah Povera lawsuit?
Yeah.
This is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center.
Hello, how are you doing?
When you claim it. I'm doing good. I have a potential claimant on the line. Her name is Tiara Mile.
Thank you, and please send her over. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Hello. Hi, this is Albert, and we're speaking on a recorded line. Would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay. Follow-up question to that, and then we're done with that. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I agree.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm. Thank you. And are you filing this claim on your behalf or for a loved one?
On my behalf.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Deborah Povera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. And do you recall, I'm sure you do, but when was your date of diagnosis?
It was in the month of September in 2023.
September 2023, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your date of birth, please?
January 16th, 1992.
Okay, let me repeat that. Make sure I have that right. It's January 15th,
1992. It's January 16th.
16th. Okay, thank you. Yes. I appreciate that. And by any chance, do you know anyone else who was injured after using Deborah Povera?
I can't think of one at the time. I wanted to make sure. Did you say 1992 or 82?
92.
Okay. I thought you said 82.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking. I appreciate that. And we will be doing a quick quality assurance verification. Once we're done with all the info gathering, we're going to just recap it just to make sure I didn't miss anything, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And so that was a no in regards to somebody else that may have been affected, right?
Right.
Okay. And, okay, so now we're going to get into the specific drug of Deborah Provera information. Did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Deborah Provera?
Yes.
Did you ever switch over to the generic vision?
No.
Okay. All righty. So the question is, do you or a loved one use the name brand Deborah Provera prior to switching to the generic version? That's a no. And did you use Deborah Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Can you please confirm within 1 year that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Started receiving it. I was injecting it for a few years, but we can say the year 2019 because I started getting it in 2018.
Okay, but can you please confirm that you at least had 4 injections prior to?
I stopped receiving it August of 2023. From June 2018 until August 2023 is when I got the injection.
Okay. All right. So once again, I'm going to ask the question again because I do have to get a yes or a no. So I know you used it from 2018 June to August 2023. Can you confirm you did at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Within
I'm sorry.
The 1 year. It's okay.
Yes.
Within the 1 year. Okay. Thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 92 through the present date? It sounds like a yes.
Yes.
Okay. From what you said, it was June 1st, 2018 through 2023. So that is a yes. Next, is your main injury is the diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that was meningioma. And for HIPAA purposes, silly question, but we have to ask injured party your gender. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name of Tiara, T-I-A-R-A, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's a very pretty name, by the way.
Thank you.
And Mial, is that your last name? M-I-A-L?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name?
Chanel.
Can you please spell that?
S-H-A-N-E-L-L-E. And I also have another middle name, the hyphen, and then it's Elaine.
Okay. E-L-A-I-N-E.
Correct.
Thanks. Okay. And next, I need your social, please.
3811571.
0171. Thank you. All right. Here's what I have. 3811501. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. I have an email address of mialtiara086@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number I have is 586-443-8286.
Yes.
Is that your home or mobile?
Mobile.
Okay. Thank you. And may I please have your address?
16003 Edmore Drive, E-D-M-O-R-E, Detroit, Michigan, 48205.
Detroit, Michigan. 48205?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you. And that's in Wayne County, correct?
Correct.
Are you a Lions fan?
Yes, I am, and I'm so upset that they lost yesterday.
I was bummed out. I'm not even from Detroit, but I like your quarterback. I'm a former quarterback, and I like his style. And
yes.
I root for him, even though like I said, I'm not a Lions fan. I like your quarterback.
Right. I said I'm not gonna be too upset because we did win 11 in a row, so I'm like they could have a break. But they better get it together.
Yep. Just one game is okay.
Right.
Okay. All right, Miss Miao. Next, I'm pretty sure you're going to remember this as well, but I need your medical diagnosing doctor. Who was it? What's his or her name?
His name is Dr. David Simpson.
Okay. Do you want me to look up their facility name, or do you know it top of your head?
It's the Cancer Center in EMC Sinai Grace Hospital.
Can you please repeat that nice and slow? I got to Google that real quick.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the Cancer Center inside of the DMC Sinai Grace Hospital.
Okay, so the Cancer Center, and then what's the name of the facility again after the Cancer Center?
DMC Sinai Grace Hospital.
DMC. And what city is that out of?
Detroit,
okay. All right, let me look for that. Would it be, I think I found it here, Cancer Center, DMC, Sinai Grace Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, is that at 6071 Outer Drive West, Detroit, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you. I'll just do some copying and pasting from here, and it would be good. And in the meantime, let me ask you this. Were you treated at the same location?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Are you at work right now?
No, I actually work nights.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I hope we didn't wake you.
No, I actually got a nap this morning. The kids are at school.
Oh,
cool. I'll be getting them in a few minutes.
You have little ones?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Okay, did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
Not before this.
Okay, thank you. And how are you doing right now? Are you doing okay?
I'm taking it one day at a time.
Okay. Okay, so next for medical treatment doctor, it's also Mr. David Simpson or Dr. David Simpson?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the address, same address. Get the Cancer Center. Okay, what about your pharmacy? Is it the same place?
Yes, the hospital pharmacy.
Okay, so the Cancer Center, DMC also?
Yes.
Okay. So pharmacy name, same address. And then the phone number. Do you remember their phone? You know what? I could just put the phone, the same one, and then they could get transferred from there.
Okay.
Is it the same doctor for prescribing doctor name? The same doctor that prescribed that, the Depo to you?
No. The doctor that I was getting the Depo from, her name is Dr. Maria Espinoff.
Dr. Maria, last name?
Espinal, I believe I'll be saying it right. I know how to spell it, though.
Please.
It's Estanol.
Estanol, okay. And was she at the same location?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Dr. Maria Estanol, MD.
Yes.
Okay. Her practice is at 5500 Auto Club Drive, Dearborn, Michigan. Does that sound right?
No.
No? Okay. What is her address then? At the same place?
Yes, it's at the same facility on West Potter Drive.
Okay, let me just copy this over here. Small MD. And she's also at the Cancer Center, right?
Correct. She's in the same hospital.
In the same address, 6071?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know her phone number?
I have the hospital number. It's 313-996-3116.
Okay. And then for Maria, I have a 313-425-4567.
The only number I have is the one I just provided you.
Okay. All right. I'll put this one since it's on her website, and then they all have okay. The other two anyways. So, okay. Next, do you have any kind of information you'd like me to bring forward? Like any kind of medical notes? Anything you want me to note down?
Not at the time.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you. And we're almost done. Okay. Okay. So do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
I can get it from the hospital.
Okay. Beautiful. Next, it's an emergency contact information. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate were to happen to you, ensuring that we could continue your case for your loved ones. So it's basically only typically we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. And this helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you want to list somebody or no?
Yes.
Do they live with you or no?
No.
Okay. Does not live with. Okay. And then what's the name?
Delora, D-E-L-O-R-A.
Delora?
Yes.
D-E-L-O-R-A, last name, please.
Jeter, G-E-T-E-R.
G-E-T-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number, please.
313-778-6835.
All right. Thank you. And what's the relationship, please?
Mother.
Mother. Okay. I love that. Almost everybody that I talk to lists their mama if she's still around. It's
yeah.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So does she have an email address? Or you want me to just put a generic noemail@gmail.com?
You can put no email.
Okay. And then address, please.
16003 Edmore Drive, Detroit, Michigan, 48205. I use her address as my mailing address, but I...
Okay. Detroit, Michigan. Zip code one more time, please.
48205.
Okay. Thanks. And Edmore, is it EDMOORE?
No, it's EDMORE.
Okay, so just one O. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to email and text you the contract. So you could just go ahead and please go to your text or email. What I'm going to do really quick is go over couple of the basic stuff. For example, your personal information I have here. So give me a sec. Let me open up my DocuSign. Let me just open it real quick. Make sure your address is correct before I send it out to you. Okay, so continue. Okay, so it said it's sending it now on my way. It's going to be from a DocuSign.
Yes, I received email and text.
Okay. And so what's going to happen after this, you should be getting a call. First, my quality assurance department. It's going to review our info, make sure I didn't miss anything. And then number two, you should be getting a call within 48 hours minimum from the attorneys. Once I have my text function available, for whatever reason my server's not working and I'm not able to send you a text right now, once the IT fixes that, I'll send you a text with my information and the attorney's information. That way you know who to look out for, okay? So let me know if you have any questions on your end.
I'm not at the time. Everything's going smoothly.
Okay. Awesome. Should be a pretty busy, a pretty basic DocuSign.
Okay.
Should I get started on it now?
Yeah, did you? Yeah, please get started on it now. Uh-huh. Yeah, I definitely need that done before I could get you to leave off the phone.
Okay, I'm glad I said something.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah. My job is not complete until I see successful completed on this end over here.
Okay.
And then please do tell me when you're done on your end.
Okay. I completed it. Do I need to do the one inside of the text message as well?
No. Just one or the other. Okay, so give me a sec. Let me go ahead and refresh my screen and see what's going on. Okay, beautiful. Show's completed on my end. So you don't have any questions for me then, ma'am? Everything is good?
Yes, everything. I'll hear from someone in 24 hours, correct?
Yeah, just wait at least the 48 hours. That way, like I said, my team still has to review my job, make sure I didn't leave, you know, make any mistakes on your spelling and stuff like that. And then once they send it out to them, usually 48 hours. Okay, hon?
Okay. Thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome. I appreciate your smoothness. And we took care of business quick, and I'm proud of that.
Definitely. Yes.
Okay. You take care now.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.